Earlier today, the parent company of Newsweek, IAC, the chairman, Barry Diller, reported that they'd lost $22 million this year and that they were basically re-examining their strategy. This company owns Newsweek, and they combined them with the startup news website, The Daily Beast. And, you know, The Daily Beast has been growing and such, but Newsweek, apparently, the actual physical magazine itself, continues to lose money. So, Diller, the chairman of the parent company, said, you know, look, the future is digital only, and as soon as September, we're going to announce a plan. And then he stopped short of saying that that plan would be that they would go fully digital. But that's when rumors started swirling today that that would be the future of Newsweek. Now, I literally just looked at a memo that the editor of Newsweek has been circulating with the staff today, basically saying exactly that. Don't worry. We are not going all digital. What was said today was what we already know, that digital is the future, and we clearly have to explore this. But what wasn't said was that we absolutely are transitioning to digital only. I think that's being optimistic at the very least. I mean, when a company's losing $22 million on a print magazine and their chairman is saying digital is the future and we have a plan coming in September. Yeah. I mean, the writing is clearly on the wall. This is a 79-year-old magazine, used to be run by the Washington Post. A venerable news magazine, but if you've picked it up recently, it is pretty thin.
Oh, it does, yeah. It doesn't weigh very much.
I would correct you. The writing's not on the wall. It's probably on your monitor on your desk.
It's on my iPad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's you know, exactly we've seen this happen in newspapers right here in Seattle and all across the country. I mean, is there a future for print? How many years down the road before that's gone completely?
You know, that's the question the newspaper magazine executives are wrestling with. Does print become a niche? Is that really where things are headed? It used to be that print was ubiquitous and then everything else was a niche product. But perhaps print is something that ultimately transitioned into a niche product. But we don't exactly know. There are still many, many, many of us who like to read the newspaper and hold it in our hands or pick up a magazine. I am not one of those people. Everything that I consume is on my iPad. I couldn't tell you the last time I picked up a newspaper was when I was in the Denver airport, and it was on the seat of where I wanted to sit, and I moved it.
Wow. That's pretty telling.
But I
probably pretty typical.
And I consume the newspaper every single day. I just consume it on my iPad.
And I'm a Sports Illustrated subscriber from when I was a child, and they're really pushing me now to the digital download is available now. You can get it a day in advance of the time you get it in the mail. So they're pushing the benefits of that right now. So it appears a lot are headed that way.
The problem, unfortunately, is the ad dollars do not equal the same as print ad dollars traditionally have. And so it's figuring out how to monetize to the level of content and the resource investment if you go all digital.
It's depressing. for some of us,
there's a future.
Certainly not for everybody.
I promise there's a media future, and there are lots of smart folks who are trying to figure this out. We just don't exactly know what that future is, other than that it is digital.
Yeah, it's inevitable. Travis, thank you so much.
Good to be here.